Welcome to the Legacy Builders Podcast. I'm Ted.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are Legacy Builders.
Because we believe that the world needs what you are going to leave behind. Our purpose is to help you find that thing and build it.
And every episode of the podcast, we dive into different topics that are going to help you to build a lasting legacy. And when you want to learn more about Legacy Builders in general, you can go to legacybuildersinternational.com. That's legacybuildersintl.com. We've got lots of resources for you there, so go ahead and check that out. Today's topic, we are talking about the power and awesomeness of passive income.
Yes, I love that. The awesomeness of it.
The thing is, Lisa and I, when we first got married, she had already been kind of a student of this idea of passive income, and I was a total noob. And so she talked to me a little bit about it once, and then I got kind of interested, and we started to try to figure out ways to incorporate it into our life. But first of all, Lisa, why don't you talk about a little bit what passive income is and what it isn't, and then we'll have a little discussion.
All right. So I'm guessing most of you listening have some sort of idea on what passive income is, but passive income is income that's happening when you're not active, when you're not actively working for it. So it's coming in regardless of what you do. If you decide to wake up one morning and go for a run, or if you decide to sleep all day, or if you go on vacation, or if you work, the money is coming in and it's not based on what you are doing. Now, in our society, most people look at earning money as I go to work, I work for a certain amount of time, I get paid a certain amount of money for my time. Maybe you get paid on a project basis, maybe you get paid salary, so then it's just all the same. But either way, what we're talking about today is the passive income, and that's the income that's just coming in regardless of what time you put into it. Now, I will say there are, I don't even know where to start. I feel like I have so much information on my head about this right now.
Just start somewhere.
I will say one thing that people don't realize is when someone mentions passive income, the pushback that I've gotten a lot is, well, that's not really possible, or that's not real. I'm just going to continue saving up for retirement in whatever vehicle I might be using. Maybe it's like a 401k or an IRA of sorts. And what I try to explain to people is that what you're essentially doing when you're using those investment vehicles is putting a large amount of money in it so that ideally one day you can live off the interest of that money. Now, choosing to live off the interest of that money is choosing to live on passive income. Your goal is to hit retirement with, let's say, $1 million in the bank, and if you're getting a 6% return over the course of the year, you're going to be getting about $60,000 in income that you are no longer actively working for. And I think one of the hardest things when I talk to people is that they have it in their mind, retirement means X, without realizing that that dollar amount is really just about building up passive income. And in that vehicle, the passive income is in the form of interest that you are being paid, or in the form of growth that you are being paid. And so we get so much in a box of retirement looks like this, but passive income is this completely opposite thing, and not even realizing that they're totally connected, and we don't have to wait for retirement to start being impacted by passive income today.
Yeah, passive income is amazing. Lisa and I are starting to experience a good chunk of that in our lives. And what I have found is that passive income is so great and so awesome. It does cost you something. Like, it sounds amazing, and I think a lot of the reason that people look at it and say this is too good to be true is because they're not looking at what it costs to get it. Because if you look at what it costs to get the passive income, and the fact that a lot of people are too afraid to do some of those things, or don't have the resources yet to do those things, that's why a lot of people don't have it. But if passive income was easy to get, everybody would have it.
Right. And there is a cost to passive income. You know, we might think about the financial cost, and that can be a cost. But the other costs are time, energy, possibly our pride a little bit. We might get a little bit of a bruised ego as we're going and learning. But when we think that the cost is only money, it's really easy to say, well, I don't have that amount, whatever we think that amount is, so therefore right, I can't get started. When in reality, there are so many ways to build up income and turn it passive over time.
I remember us reading the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, And that was where I started to kind of understand a little bit of what passive income was and how it worked. And I remember immediately saying, Lisa, we need to figure out some way to make passive income, because apparently it's possible to do even if you don't have a ton of money right off the front. We just got to figure out what to do. And I was thinking, like, passive income, like, what if we spent $50, or I don't know how much they cost, but like bought a candy machine somewhere, right? And then the kids pop in the quarters, and then you make the investment, but that's passive, right? Because then the money's coming in. I was trying to think of like little ways to get incremental small amounts of passive income, because I knew that if we can start bringing in passive income in little ways, we can eventually phase out working for trading our time for money and phase in a passive income thing that can then snowball and start to really grow, because it's kind of like a debt reduction snowball, except it's in reverse.
Right. It's a wealth snowball, like move upward. I love what you said, though, is you're looking for small ways to do it. That was, how can we put in $50? How can we put in whatever to just get a few dollars back? I think
on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Right, right.
Yeah. Like pay, like what's something small that we can do? And I think a couple things that hold people up are, one, the idea of either it's passive or it's not. I think for a lot of income that's moving toward being passive, there is a season where there's a lot of activity involved in order to get it to that place.
Yes.
So it's rare you can just drop in some money. And what I love about the book Rich Dad Poor Dad is in it, Robert Kiyosaki talks about the difference between business income and passive business income. And that was the first time that I realized that you can work for yourself and you can either build a business that's paying you passive income, or you can build a business that's essentially just building a job for yourself.
Right. It's and like even, you're hiring yourself to still work a 9-to-5.
And now there's still benefits to that in terms of taxes and other things. But that for me made me realize, wow, there's a huge difference between working for myself and working to build passive income for myself through a business vehicle. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I love that you said is that it was the small amounts. Like, we didn't go in saying, how can we make $1,000 in passive income right now? How can we make $500 in passive income right now? How can we make $20? Like, it was, how can we get $5 more this month?
Right. Five more dollars regularly. Like, if we knew that every month there's going to be $5 automatically deposited in our account, like, is that going to cost us $100? Is that going to cost us 50 hours of work, kind of whatever it is, like, I want to start working toward incrementally getting little bits of regular passive income that we just know is going to show up in our bank account.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing for us is we got started along that process kind of not quite by accident, but kind of by accident. Like, I started up this little side job that turned out to be not so little. And after a while, Ted was like, hey, you know, it costs us money a little bit. You know, are you still doing it? Is it worth doing? And we had a conversation where I said, yeah, this cost me about $20 a month to have, but it's paying me about $50-$60 a month in income without me doing anything. So yeah, we can cancel $20, but then I'm going to lose the other four. Like, we're actually going to go negative. We were net positive over $20 at that point, or over $40.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that, like, we already found a thing that we could start building a little bit of passive income just little by little? And we realized, like, oh my gosh, yes, we did. Mm-hmm. It was sort of an accident, because I was trying to think, like, okay, do we, like, write books and then, like, get the books selling on Amazon? Like, we tried a bunch of different things and none of them really kind of took off. But all of these are ways to do passive income. You just got to figure out which one is best suited for you, which ones you have skills already in place for, which ones that you're willing to learn the skills.
And which ones are you willing to work hard in order to turn them passive? Like, right. If you don't have the just lump sum amount of money and you can just live off the interest, if that's not available to you right now, or it's just, we'll drop some money, we're good to go, then we have to look at the other things, because there is a cost. And to assume that we're going to get something without a cost is to also assume that we're never going to see that benefit. Whoa. Because it's just not going to happen. So we have to be willing to say, well, okay, I have time and I have energy. If I don't have money right now, I have time and I have energy. So what can I spend my time doing? What can I spend my energy doing? What can I be reading? What can I be researching? What can I be starting? And recognizing that passive income does not always start as passive income. Sometimes right. It takes a lot of active work to get the income to put the money where it needs to go. Sometimes it takes a lot of time and energy in a few years of just building up the clients that you need or the recognition that you need. Like you said, we tried a lot of stuff and a lot of the stuff didn't take off. At the same time, through that, we realized part of it was we didn't properly build the structures around the thing to really allow it to become something passive. So we're reworking the stuff that, you know, I mentioned earlier can sometimes cost you your pride a little bit. We're having to say, like, we did not know what we didn't know, but we know better now. And now we're going to fix it so that they actually become passive streams of income.
No, that's really good. I mean, because, yeah, Lisa wrote a couple books a few years back and we were like, okay, cool. This could be like a passive income stream. We sold a few books, which was great. And then they just kind of like stopped selling, which that kind of happens, you know, for a lot of people who write books. But this podcast and what we're doing with Legacy Builders and all of that, what that's going to allow us eventually to be able to do is bring those books back into circulation, and they're going to actually help add to the passive income stuff that we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's work that Lisa did 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a long time.
And the cool thing is, like, I'd say they don't really sell, but they still sell. I still get a check here and there for them, which is kind of...
Oh, fantastic. Well, you should tell me every time that happens so we can high five and say, yeah, passive income. So, because the idea is if you can, like, listen, if you can build up passive income to the point where all of your bills are paid by passive income, you are essentially retired. And a lot of reasons why, you know, people will look at it and say, like, oh, is your retirement going to run out and all this stuff? It's like people haven't put enough in to generate enough passive income that they can completely live off of it. So that what they have to do is they have to start digging into the principal balance of that account or whatever, and then slowly over time it dwindles back down and it doesn't actually have it doesn't have the power of interest anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Lisa and I have decided is, like, hey, we're going to try to go passive as quick as possible, still while we're young, and then be able to continue to work to build something that, even if we have a health thing that pops up, or even if some, you know, something unforeseen happens, we will be able to live off of that into retirement when we're no longer able to work. But knowing us, I think we're probably going to work till the day we die.
Yeah, we have a goal of being. I don't even like using the word retired. We have a goal of having our bills paid with passive income within the next couple of years. But even then, we're going to be working for a long time, partly because we're working to build one income that's passive and paying for our life, but then also working to build up a life that we don't want to escape from.
Yeah, a life that we enjoy.
And just so you know, building those two things together takes a lot of time and energy. And honestly, there are some weeks where it's like, man, we could go somewhere else and get paid more than this. But we also look at our life now and say, wow, we have over a third of our bills being paid with passive income right now.
And because of some of the steps we've taken, we've got all the freedom that we want. We can basically kind of go anywhere, and it's awesome. It's fantastic. I don't have to, like, you know, request vacation time and stuff. And I know our lives are kind of weird and maybe not exactly resonating with what you guys are thinking, but I just want to open your eyes to the fact that there are tons of different ways to do passive income. This is just sort of like one that we started doing. But mm-hmm. like, we're looking at things like stocks that pay dividends. We're looking into passive business income, or like even selling a business here and there and then using that money to buy rental property or whatever. We're open to lots of different ways to do passive income and diversifying our portfolio, as they say.
Yes. If you are someone who has a job right now, we're not necessarily against that. I mean, we say totally. Like we're a self-employed family, but we recognize that, you know, if you are working, that is a point where you can get that capital to be able to be investing in what you want to do.
Absolutely.
But I'd say even if you have passive income, remember that we don't just want one or two streams of income. I think the average millionaire has something like 7 streams of income on average.
Wow.
And so we're constantly looking at what other streams of income can we add to what we're doing that fit within what we're doing. Because we don't want to have to be building out completely new aspects of our lives, but it's like, what else can we kind of find that naturally fits in with what we're doing? Because then we have the chance for more things to take off if the timing is right, or not if, when the timing is right.
Yeah. And so another big thing, so this is another fun thing. You can go and check this out. The game is called Cash Flow. You can go online. I think we mentioned it on the podcast before because it was such an instrumental thing to changing my thinking about this whole passive income deal. But it's a game you can play online. It's fun. It's like Monopoly but more real, and it opens your mind up to this idea of passive income. You get like a worksheet on the side where digitally kind of keeps track of all of your income and expenses and assets and liabilities and all that stuff. It's made by Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad Poor Dad guy, and the game's really, really fun. But I just remember playing that game with you for fun. It was just me and you. I think maybe Micah, our oldest, was really, really little. And mm-hmm. just playing it in our apartment together and just dreaming and thinking about, like, hey, this is totally possible. Because there are things, you know, you just kind of sit and you wait and you watch the markets, basically. And you watch the stocks and you watch real estate. And you take advantage of these opportunities to invest in things that are going to pay you chunks of money. But then you can use those chunks of money to buy passive income assets that are paying you regularly. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because his approach is a different one, I think, than a lot of people, where he says, like, use some of those assets that are paying you passive income to pay off your bills, not to just reinvest into themselves right away.
Yeah.
Like, get to a point where you don't have to work at McDonald's so you can actually do some bigger things, spend more of your time finding passive assets.
Yeah, he has an interesting philosophy, because when he was getting started, he was talking to his wife, and his wife, I think, wanted a car or something. He said, you can totally go do that, but remember, first we have to buy something that's going to pay us passively so that we can buy it. And that's kind of the philosophy that he's used a lot, especially when you read the story how he was getting started, that it was, hey, we want that, but I have the cash, but I don't want to just take my cash and buy that. I want to take my cash to buy something that's going to pay me enough to buy the thing that I want. Mm-hmm. It was always like this extra step. But through that, even after they bought the end thing that they wanted, they still had this thing that was paying them consistently.
Right. I love that. When you told me that idea, I think, I don't know, I might have even skipped over it in the book when I was reading the book. But you told me that idea.
Did you even actually read the book?
I did read Rich Dad Poor Dad. I might have skimmed it. But
well, to be fair, I've read it like every year since I was 16 and tell you about it all the time.
Nerd. But no, for real, when you told me that technique where it was like, if he wanted to buy something, he first had to acquire an asset that was going to pay him passively enough that he could buy it. I was like, that's so genius, because then after you buy it, that money is still coming in. Mm-hmm. Like, you worked extra hard to get the thing. Like, you didn't, you know, just work $10 an hour for 2 hours to buy a $20 item. You worked a lot harder to generate a $20 passive income stream. But now that's paying you for your whole life. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So that was what hooked me on passive income, because it started to spin in my head, like, we could do this if we can just find out how to get passive income. And so now we're students of it, and we're digging further and further into it. But I just thought it was a fun topic to dig on a little bit with our podcast today.
Yeah, we love talking about passive income. It's always something that we're looking at. And just a couple pointers. If you have something that you're really passionate in, or that you find yourself studying like all the time on the side, you know, look into it and try and figure out if there's a way that you can make it passive.
Oh, absolutely.
So for me, like, I love real estate, which is why I got my real estate license. So I'm happy to help people. But part of that is because I want to be working with investors, and because I want to be able to be an investor myself. And so being in it and being surrounded by it and knowing that that is going to turn into passive income, that's a huge motivator for me. Whenever we look at different business things, like even having a podcast or having the classes that we offer, we make sure that this is something that we can offer affordably in order to be helping people, but then also know this is going to passively help our family, passively, you know, build up business income so that we can do more stuff to help people. But then also passively, we know that every amount of passive income that comes in, part of it goes to charity.
Right.
And that's really important for us because then we have passive donations happening. Like, how cool is that? And so we just build our lives around that, where even your hobby, having a YouTube channel, that's passive income. So we're constantly so intrigued by the idea of passive income that if we cannot find a way to make something passive, we very quickly lose interest in it.
So I'm going to change the conversation a little bit. Like earlier before, when I asked what you wanted to talk about for the podcast, you're like, let's talk about anything but kids. I just had like a long time dealing with kids today. I'm going to change the topic over a little bit to that, because even the way that we parent, like, has its roots in this idea of passive income a little bit. Not that we're passive parents.
But you better explain this, because I'm actually not following you on this.
Okay.
One.
So the way that
tell me more.
The way that we run our household, we don't just tell the kids to do something one time and then they go and do it and then they don't ever do it again. We teach them how to do something. We show them, we model them how to do it in a way that they can do it on their own. And then we have them do a little bit regularly, and then we get them on a strict, like, this is what you do every day. And I think a lot of parents do this, right? Like, you teach your kids how to tie their shoes, and then guess what? Once they know how to tie their shoes, you don't ever have to tie their shoes for them again. You just saved yourself 10 seconds every day for the rest of your life. And I think, like, that passive approach just goes into, like, so many different areas, but, like, parenting is an easy one.
I think, I mean, to be a parent and really choose to train someone how to do it versus just saying, I'll just do it myself. Like, that patience and that fortitude, that mindset is really what, in a lot of ways, can set you up for the same kind of thing with passive income. If you naturally do that with your kids of, I know I could do it faster, but I'm going to actually invest the time into this so that long term it pays off. We have to have that same kind of attitude with our investments and with the businesses that we're building.
Absolutely.
And with the different streams that we are cultivating, because it takes time and it takes patience and it takes a certain amount of resolve, even though we don't necessarily know what the outcome will be. Mm-hmm. Like, teaching my kids to tie their shoes, it was like, all right, I'm choosing to have faith that this is going to be worth it in the future. But at that point in time, especially with our first kid, I was like, I don't know how long this is going to take. This could be a long like a 5-year process.
Absolutely. But like, they're chores. You know, that's another thing. Like, the way that we run our household is that they have regular chore zones that they do. And we mix them up every once in a while just to kind of change it up for them. But like, those chores, those things, like, this week, guess what? Doing the dishes is passive for me and Lisa, because that is part of Micah's responsibility. And that is huge, especially being parents that work from home. Like, we need help around the house or this thing will fall apart. Like, and it, you know, there are times when it still does, but we get it back on track. But the fact that we are running our household like that, I think stems from the passionate desire that we have for passive income.
I mean, really, the attitude of, we're going to invest the time and the energy to make this happen without us in the future, it really pervades pretty much every area of our lives. And I mean, even I'm going back to like the classes that we taught or that we teach. I used to teach those classes live. And they were great. It was 5 or 6 week course, helping people get their finances in order so that they can actually begin investing and building the life that they want. So I was teaching those classes live, and I'd have between like 15 and maybe 30 or 40 adult students taking this course. But it took me time to drive to the place, 30 minutes to set up, an hour and a half to teach, another half hour to answer questions, and then the drive home. And then I had to figure out childcare, and it was like this whole thing that got to a place where I was so worn out, I didn't want to teach anymore. I was like, I know my class is good. I have stories on how it's helped people. Like, I know the benefits of it, but I was just so tired. And finally, I was talking to Ted and just said, oh, I just need something else. He's like, why don't we put it online? And I was like, I don't know, because online for me, for as much as I use the internet, it still felt so unknown. And it was like, I don't know, what if I can't teach online? What if I can't, what if this thing doesn't work? What if, and it's all those what ifs that stop us from starting businesses, that stop us from going after a new job, that stop us from actually saying, what if my kid could actually make his own breakfast? Like, the what ifs.
Without burning down the house.
Yeah, like the what ifs are the things that stop us, unless we realize, chances are if this fails, the worst case scenario, the majority of the time, I won't say all the time, but the majority of the time, is that my life goes back to what it is right now.
Yep.
So we recorded on McGottam Online, shameless plug. You guys, it's $10 a month and you can finish a class in a month and you can get your finances in order. Like, that's huge. But it's changed our lives because we're still able to have the impact. We put in the massive time investment to get all that stuff done. But now we're seeing the long-term payout, not just financially, but also in terms of retaining our energy while being able to have more impact.
Well, yeah. I mean, because if you were still teaching those classes in person, guess how much new material you would have for other classes? Zero.
None.
You wouldn't be able to create new stuff. Mm-hmm. And because we recorded the class in the way that we did, and because of the way that we offer it, there are lots of awesome benefits. Like, one, it's not as expensive. Like, it used to cost the people a lot more to take the class than it does now.
Yeah, I used to charge people between $50 and $60 to take the course. And now I can charge people, we charge them $10 a month for access.
Yep. And like, so, and
that's a huge difference.
Not only are we benefiting from the passive income of that, but like, other people benefit from that too. It makes the world a better place, which I had a stroke of lightning.
Okay.
That was the wrong terms.
Stroke of genius?
Stroke of genius. Yes, but it was like lightning struck my brain. But before I share that, what was the thing that you were going
to
say?
I was going to say the other benefit to the students was, if I was teaching live and they were sick a week, they just missed the material. But now they're able to actually get all of the classes. Like, it's really cool when you doing the upfront work pays off in other people's benefit.
So
what was your stroke of lightning?
Stroke of lightning. Maybe you guys already had this stroke of lightning yourself while we were having this podcast. But like, I think what we're talking about is how legacy builders started. Like, I just realized this, because that's what legacy building is. It's passively impacting the world, and you set it up in a way that it's going to go on forever without you touching it, and you passively impact the world for better, whatever that looks like, right? Through the way that your family line is going to operate, through the way that the world is being impacted and changed, the philosophies that you put out there, or the financial stuff that you set up, trusts and whatnot, to be able to provide for the causes that you know are important. That's passive impact, and that's what legacy builders is all about. And I really think that those are conversations early, when Micah was just a baby and we're talking about passive income, we're starting to think about candy machines and putting, you know, little kids putting quarters in there and us paying whatever dollar amount and figuring out, okay, can we get like a rental property and all that stuff. I think that was really like the starting point for legacy builders. Oh my gosh.
I think you're right.
And it's just really, really cool to realize that on the podcast.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it was around that time, because we always ask the question, what little things can we teach our kids now that will make them successful adults? And it was always, what can we be doing now that eventually will turn into? And it's just been this constant conversation.
Yeah.
I'll just... passive. I love it. Is there anything else that you want to add to this?
No. Well, maybe. Yeah, we do have a new resource that we just put out there. It is a Legacy Builders
Framework Planner.
Thank you for reminding me the name of it. It's so brand new, I forgot the name of it. Legacy Builders Framework Planner, and it is free for you to go and get. Lisa, why don't you tell them how they can get that if they'd like.
Yes.
Well, actually, well, what is it first?
Yeah, well, I was going to start with what it is. You know, we believe that the world needs what you're going to leave behind, but we know trying to define that, clarify it, put handles on it, figure out next steps, it can be kind of intimidating and kind of a lot. And if you've never thought about it before, for us to say, what's your legacy? It's kind of a big question. So we put together what we call a framework planner. It's a 29-page workbook. It's full color and it's absolutely beautiful. Oh, we love how it looks. But it's a free download. You can go to legacybuildersinternational.com. That's legacybuildersintl.com. And you can get it there. It's right on the main page. Also, if you're interested in the courses that we talked about earlier, all right, this is still under construction as of the recording of this podcast, but we are over on Patreon. So if you like what you're hearing here, you can look for Legacy Builders over on Patreon, and our classes are offered at the $10 level. Right now we have our financial class on there. We're planning on recording a couple more soon, and it'll just be access to our library.
Yeah, and that's how we're basically disseminating the resources that we create that we do need to charge a little bit for, like the classes and stuff. So you can find the links to Patreon over on Legacy Builders International. Again, that's legacybuildersintl.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Ted.
And I'm Lisa.
And this has been the Legacy Builders Podcast.